absolute of ours to praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
So last week, Sunday, we started looking at a very important subject that I'm ending with it. I did it Sunday, Wednesday, and I'm closing today. Understanding the power behind vows or vows. Sorry. And we saw it, and we said that a vow simply means a solemn promise. A solemn promise to perform a certain action or to behave in a certain manner.
Now, you can't say, you can't come on. Not just say, one can say, what you show up, woman, who now what show up, who for, it will be people say, may I deal with. And I said, and I'm waiting if you have to see and the message say, and I be a member of my bravo and the other.
We explained that vows has not only or doesn't only refer to money, it's not just monetary vows. Vows cut across all promises that you make, either to a human being or to God. All promises.
Now you can say, so we I can't come on. Not interested in one some and I can.
We explain that David and Jonathan, they made vows to themselves and it became a covenant between them.
Now yes, you answer David and Jonathan, A and Crophobi or Mukan or Mu and Tam.
To protect their families, to be there for each
other.
And then we saw that there was a vow that was made to God, and it became a covenant between God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God had a covenant with them through vows.
Now you will say, Onyankopon and Suni Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Enya Apam.
Everyone, make sure you are listening to me carefully. So that if we're not here on Sunday, I'm just recapping in 5 minutes and then we continue. There is a covenant of vow between husband and wife.
Now, Bible no so me ati ase se apambi eda oyiri eni okunu entem enam entama omumienu aka akire omu.
Even in relationship, when you give a promise to someone and the person commits all their lives to you, it becomes a covenant. When you break it, God can deal with you. We also looked at examples of vows that were in scriptures, like Jacob made a vow to God that, God, if you go with me as I'm running away, if you go with me and you prosper me, when I return, I will give you 1/10 of everything that you bless me. Now, Jacob made a vow, and God remembered him 20 years after that, I am the God you vowed to 20 years ago. I'm the God you vowed to.
Jacob also, anyone you come from, every time say, "Radhi, say, what do you mean? China, who am I? Maybe Tia."
So we explained that even though Jacob had forgotten the vow, God still came and said, "I remember the vow you made 20 years ago." So we explained that God doesn't forget vows. God doesn't forget the vow between you and that brother. God hasn't forgotten it. That promise you have given to that sister when you were in need, today that you are okay, you have forgotten and you have left her. God didn't forget the vow you made to that sister. Please tell the one seated by you, God doesn't forget vows. At all. You may forget that you said this year you read your Bible every day, but God didn't forget it. You made a promise that as for this year, dear, you will serve God, you will go to church, you will win souls. In July, and you have already forgotten. God didn't forget to. Please ask the one by you, what did you promise God? He hasn't forgotten. Hannah also gave God a vow. When Hannah was looking for a child, Hannah vowed and said, Lord, I've been coming to you year after year for a child, and you have not answered me. So God, please, if you give me this boy, I'll give him back to you as a prophet.
Was
a vow. And God said, oh wow, I like vows. And God accepted and God gave him a son. And Hannah honored God. Jephthah was also going to war. He couldn't win the battle on all standards. He was not a well-trained soldier. He was just a hood boy, a street fighter. He needed God's intervention, and he made a vow that if you give me victory against this mighty nation, then whoever comes to receive me in my house, I will sacrifice the person to you. And Bible says that when he came back with victory, because God loved vows, God came through for him. When he came back with victory, his daughter appeared, and he sacrificed his daughter because of the vow he made to the Lord.
Oh, clap your hands if you are.
So when you study how God blessed Jacob when he made a vow, how God blessed Hannah when she made a vow, how God saved Jephthah and gave him victory and gave him the throne in Gibeon, how God supplied and fought for these people because of vows, we realize that vows are very powerful.
It is your shots and profound way, and your mom for Winan, or Montam or Mokayeti, when you are coupon and this sooner on one in the year. Not just and some idea when you are coupon.
I told you last week that when nothing is happening or something is failing to happen, sometimes you must engage a vow. You must engage a vow. Lord, if you do this for me, I will do A, B, C, D. On Wednesday, I explained to you, before we pray, I explained to you how powerful vows are. And we said, one, vows can secure answered prayer. 100% answered prayer. You are praying, you are not getting results. You keep going back and forth. If you can give God a vow, say, Lord, if you do this, I'll give it back to you. If you do that, I'll do this for you. It can cause an answer to your prayer. We also said that vows are powerful because they bring you a breakthrough where there is resistance. Year after year, she kept praying, no results. Year after year, she kept praying, no results. Then the day she said, Lord, when I look at Eli is an old man. The pastor is now old. When I look at his sons, they are thieves, womanizers. There is no way you can use them. God, I think you will need a prophet. You will need a pastor. I am ready to donate that child to you. I'm ready to give that child to you. Just let me break through the resistance of barrenness. And that was it. I pray for somebody that this year, anything resisting your job, the power of a vow will break through for you.
Amen.
That is why somebody who is looking for a job and has gone back and forth can say that, Lord, if you give me a job, first 3 months, I am giving back my salary to you. First 3 months, I will be hungry and I'll go to work and something can happen to you.
Is that an example? That's an example.
Give me a son, I'll give him back. Vows produce victory, or they bring us victory. Victory in the sense that Jephthah needed victory in battle. And some of you are fighting. You are fighting all kinds of spiritual battles. Nothing is working for you. On top of it, you sleep. Somebody comes to sleep with you, and you are trying to stop it. Some of you are trying to stop certain bad behavior, certain addiction, and it cannot stop. Every day you promise yourself, I won't do it again. You go back to do it. And you are saying, God, when will you give me victory? When you engage a vow. I told you, what I learned from Bishop Oyedepo, Lord, the day I do this, let me die. That was a vow. That was a vow. A vow that stopped him from fornication. Said the next time, if I do this, let me die. And I told you how myself and my wife, we engaged a vow. That is the only reason why we did not sin. It's not because we are holy people. But the reason why we did not sin is because we engaged a vow. The day I sleep with you, I'll never marry you. That was the vow between me and my wife. Because I didn't trust myself. I'm a human being. Neither did she also trust herself. The day you allow, because I'm your pastor, you are my church member, I want to marry. The day you allow me to touch you, I will not marry you. That was the vow between us. So no matter the temptation, something was holding
us.
And that is how come God gave me a virgin. It was by vow. You see, some of you are struggling. You are struggling to stop certain things. You need to give God a vow. Lord, A, B, C, D. Give God a vow. And the vow, it will make you do it. Hallelujah. Clap your two hands for them.
I speak in tongues in the Holy Ghost. My spirit cries, Elohim Adonai. I speak in tongues.
I don't know what I'm speaking to somebody.
In the Holy Ghost, hey, my spirit cries, Elohim.
Hallelujah. Tell somebody, vows are powerful weapons. Vows, one of the power in vows that we discuss is divine partnership. That if you want God to be involved in what you are doing, what you are selling, what you are doing, engage a vow. Tell the Lord, if you make me sell today, I will do A, B, C, D. Ah, is that God respect vows? God, when I go, they don't buy. If this week, you are able to bring me customers, Lord, I will do this for you. You are stirring God up. It's like you are tempting God. Because that's what he likes. That's what God likes. Tell somebody, God loves vows. Jacob said, even though I know I'm a thief, Even though I know I've stolen somebody's blessing and I'm running away. But God, if you can be with me, I vow that when I return, I'll do A, B, C, D. Then God said, oh, you are. Even though you're a thief, I join. I join. Even though you're a thief, I join. I join because of what? Vow. Some of us are joking with vows. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Vows, when they are fulfilled, they bring increase. When you fulfill a vow, God starts multiplying you. When you promise that God, I'll do this, and you obey, and you do it, it brings you increase. God increases his righteousness because you honored it. So we explained on Wednesday that the power of every vow is in fulfilling it. It's when you do it that it brings power. When you do it. When you do it. And that's why the devil doesn't want you to vow. At all. The devil doesn't want you to fast because he knows when you fast, something will happen. In the same way, the devil doesn't want you to vow because he knows when you vow, something will happen. So, the moment... At all. That's why when you decide that I'm going to fast, the moment you say today I'm fasting, you'll be shocked how some yokegari will be flying in front of you. Or you've not seen that thing.
As
the one, you are behaving too spiritual. Do you understand? The day you decide that today I'm eating, nobody dashes you money. Nobody brings food and say, oh, will you eat? In your office, nobody invites you for lunch. But the day you tell yourself that after today, pastor says, we are fasting, so today I'm fasting, I will break 4 o'clock. By 9 o'clock, you're already hungry. Your stomach start turning. Oh, I'm speaking to the wrong people. By 10:45, your friend will bring you Auntie Meli Wache. Say, oh, Charlie, I bought Wache. Will you eat with me? The most wicked of your friends, that day he'll be good to you. The day you want to fast, you get plenty money and yogurt will pass, water will pass. The day you decide that I'm not fasting, your pocket is zero. You'll be swallowing saliva like that. No money for it. Haven't you noticed it? At least I've been a Christian. Kakra. I've been a Christian for some years, over 20 years. So I've observed that somehow, when I declare a fast, my appetite increases. Now, in the same way, sometimes everything is fine until you promise the person. Then things will start happening. Then confusion starts happening. It is when you say, oh yes, I'll marry you, then you see another sister. I told the story of a certain gentleman. He told the lady, he said, you have worried me. Why didn't I meet you early? I should have met you before my wife. You should have appeared 1 month to my wedding. I would have sacrificed my wedding for you. What a shock. Amen. Nana, are you following my story? Why does it happen that way? That things that have power to help you,
the moment you try to do it, the devil starts working against
you.
Everything is fine until your boss tells you that I want to help you travel. The day your boss tells I want to help, then you start making mistakes. Go and print document A, you boss C. All of a sudden, you start arriving at work late. You don't even understand. Then the man will say that, this guy, since I promised him, when vows are released, they have power to change your life. So the devil will fight it. But should we stop fasting because the devil will try to stop us? Or the devil will try to distract us? Should we stop fasting? So should we stop vowing because the devil will try to make things difficult for you to pay? Or for you to do the vow?
No. It's a spiritual weapon. Rather, you are supposed to know what will happen after you vow, so that you can arm yourself. So that you can pay or fulfill the vow you have given to the person or to God, so that you can get the blessing. God, the real blessing will come after. Every vow is as powerful as its fulfillment. You delay to fulfill it, you weaken the vow. You know what I'm saying?
What did the American answer?
Ask the one by, do you understand?
What did the American? Your two chains are man. The American, what is it?
No wonder the devil fights.
He knows
your breakthrough. Look at what happened to Jephthah. Jephthah told God, when you give me victory, when I come, anybody that comes out of my house to meet me first, I'll give that person to you. When every big man is coming to his house, who is first to meet him? The servant. The first person to meet any big man is not the daughter. It's not the wife. The first person to hear the horn of the master peeping to go and meet the master and take the bag or open the gate, is it the child or the servant? The servant. So Jephthah knew that once he gets to the entrance with the chariot, it is the servant that are coming to open the gate, so that they will sacrifice one. So sacrifice somebody's child to God. That day he was shocked that the devil had entered into the daughter and given the daughter a beautiful idea. That today, you are not going to be a princess. Today, be the gate woman. Shock. Only that day the daughter came to open the gate. Only that day. I can put myself into Jephthah's God the way I love my children. I can just. I can imagine how it will be for you to tell me that sacrifice Namiche. Like. Then I said, God, when I come back from the crusade and you heal the blind and you open the eyes and I get to the church, anybody that appears, Lord,
take the person for sacrifice. Hoping that maybe Mr. Collins will appear that day. Or hoping that Pastor Jonah will come and meet me and say, oh yes, I will come. Because I'm coming for maybe America for crusade. By the time I landed at the airport,
that's
what is holding flowers. Coming to me. You know, I expect that 12 midnight there were that. That is what happened. That's what happened to chapter. Everything I'm saying, I've taught you. So I'm just going over for those of you who are absent.
Bible says when chapter saw the daughter,
the Bible says chapter,
the only child, only baby, he fell from his horse and went on his knees. He said, oh, you have worried me. What happened? What happened? You have worried me.
That's
how it is. Sometimes you give a vow. The money you are expecting, you receive. You know your salary every month is 2,000 or 2,500. Then you say that, okay, I have vowed this because I'm expecting monthly 2,500. And then this 2,500, I will give 500 out to God. And then I will, then the devil say, okay, we shall see. Then it is that month that they come and give announcement at work. So when we look at the company now, the economy is not good. So we have two options for you. It's either we lay you off or we reduce you to a lower staff. That means you're about to take 1,000 Ghana. Otherwise, you have to go. Now, how many of you would like such a news when you have vowed? But I'm saying that sometimes the devil fights your vow by doing things like this. You'll be shocked that it is that season that your child will be sick. Then you have to spend more than you anticipated. It is that time that your mother will call you from your hometown. That something has happened. Then you are like, Pastor, this was not part of my estimation. Tell somebody there is a spirit that fights vows. It's like the spirit that fights fasting, holiness.
But why?
Because chapter was closer to becoming the judge of Israel.
Huh?
Do you know what that means? He was just one step away. He was a nobody. Remember, his mother was prostitute. So he was not wanted anywhere. In the records of God, he didn't deserve any position. He was cast out of his own house. They threw him from his family house. If he were to be staying somewhere like Otoko, where his house would be is Akata.
You know that?
That is where they threw him to. Bible says the ghettos. So that is where he was. Fighting, doing anything any bad person would do.
Chapter
But the time came when God wanted to change his destiny.
When the time comes and God wants to change your destiny, one of the powers you must engage is called vow. One of the powers is called vow. And Jephthah engaged the vow.
And the devil said that, wait for me, I'm coming after you. But glory to God, Jephthah passed the test. Should we not vow because the devil tried to distract us? No. It's like you saying, should we not fast because the devil tried to distract us? No. We still need to vow. We still need to fast. We still need to use that power. Because sometimes it's the only thing that can help you. Sometimes the Hannah would have died barren if not forever. Jephthah would have been killed. Jacob would have been a nobody, only known for stealing his brother's blessing, if not for that vow. Ask the one, but do you have a certain vow with God? Some of you, the vow that you need with God is not money, it's your holiness. That Lord, I know you want to use me, so I am not touching any woman who is not my wife. That is a vow. John said, I have vowed that I will not look at any woman who is not my wife with lust. I will not. It's a vow to Job.
Make
a vow. Do you have a vow? When I went to secondary school, I could not fail a paper. In JSS, I had failed one or two because I wasn't seriously learning. I was just being a church boy. But when I stepped in secondary school, I don't remember failing any subject. Never. University, never. Why? Because I made a vow, one PTA, I made a vow, and I told myself that these people, they have rich family, because I saw the cars that came to park. First PTA that I saw with my eyes, I saw cars, and I sat at the window of my class. And I was watching them. And some of them with food that have been prepared. They call it home
chop.
And I was watching them. I was a new student. I came late, second term, so I was just watching. I didn't know anybody. I made a vow. I said, Prince, you must beat all these students. You must beat all of them. I told myself that these people, when they fail, they will write remedials because money day home. But when I fail, I'll be in trouble. So I made, nobody advised me. I didn't have extra classes teacher. No, I wasn't in form 3. That day I made a vow. I went back to my dormitory, pulled a sheet of paper and started writing. That every day I will learn 4 hours from one boy. From one boy doesn't learn 4 hours. I hear what I'm saying. From one boy doesn't learn 4 hours a day. But that day I wrote down, I'm learning 4 hours every day. And that became my habit. That became my habit. Even when they say light out, you see me with torchlight.
they will punish me. Tomorrow I'll do it again. He said, you spoil your eyes. So I said, I better wear glasses and be in the high places than to have two good eyes and be sweeping the street. Let me spoil my eyes. Let me spoil it. No, no, nobody told me, Prince, learn. I vow. You see, some of you are becoming nothing in life because there is no vow that you have given yourself. You are doing anything you like. You are waiting for your father to come with a cane. Those young people here. You are waiting for your father to come with a cane. And tell you to learn. You don't need any human being to be successful. You first need a vow. Tell yourself that this Accra that I have come, this Accra, it will be well with me. Make a vow. Whether my mother is alive or my father is dead, whatever, I must succeed. I cannot end a nobody. That is the spirit of a winner. That's the spirit. Don't go about and say, hey, nobody is giving me money. That is why I'm sleeping with the men for money. Make a vow that I will not sleep with any guy. I will carry Kayajo. I'll rather carry Kayajo and go to school than to sleep with any guy. Have a vow. Tell a lady boy, you have a vow. So what we are talking about, we are not talking about money. We are talking about any solemn promise. It can change your life. And the devil. After I made that vow, it's not like then everything was supporting me. Oh, then my seniors will allow me to wake up and do it. Then I will not be tired. I'll be stressed out. Because for me to be able to learn 4 hours, I needed to skip something we call preps. Because prep time, they were making noise and I didn't want to waste my hour. So I go to the dormitory, prep time, and I go and sleep. When I go, sometimes they will beat me, but I padded my dormitory prefect. So I'll go and I'll go and sleep. Then they'll take roll call. They will lash me proper for missing prayers. But when I go and I sleep that 45 minutes or 1 hour, whatever, by the time they will come, I'm fresh. Their noise wakes me up. Then I carry my book. Then I wash my face. Then I go and mine. I mine till they catch me. Or one boy, what are you doing by this time? They will beat me. Then I'll go back. When you vow, you will face challenges. You vow to be holy. Three men who could have married you, they'll all leave you because you said you don't have sex with them.
Yes.
You don't like it. Because you said you don't have sex, so he will leave you. Are you ready for him to leave you? That is the test of your vow. You think the devil will allow you to just vow and go to
listen,
every vow you vow comes with 3 tests. Write it down. Every vow that you vow, whether money vow, whether holiness vow, whether work vow, any vow in your company, you have vowed that this year you'll be best worker. Best worker 2024. It comes with a vow. It's a vow you have made. It will be tested. Write it down. And turn with me, Ecclesiastes chapter 5. And go to verse 4. And let's read to verse 6. I'm going to tell you something. Oh, Jesus. Listen. There are some young people here listening to me. I have given you a key.
a key that will change your life forever. Is that when you make promise to God, don't delay in following through.
Give me the New King James so that they'll get the terms well.
When you make promise,
everybody, let's read. One, go.
When you make a vow to God, do not delay to pay. You see, it's like you say that this year, like January, you made a promise that this year you will read the Bible every day. He said the future will start from that day. He said next week.
Have you done some before? So, today is 1st January. Today is 1st January. 1st January, I'm going for pool party. You see, 1st January, there, my mother said we should kill chicken. You see, 1st January, there, and you miss day one. Say, oh, tomorrow, I'll do day one day two. I've been like you before. I understand the format. I'll do day one day. Some of you, you have planned. First 1 week, you don't do it. Meanwhile, you have planned that this year you are doing your quiet time. But first 1 week, you don't do it because you say next week you do all together. Anytime you give a promise that I am learning 4 hours, start from that day. I'm learning 2 hours, start from that day. You tell yourself, I am saving. Some of you made a vow. You made a vow that you are saving. You want to get 10,000 cities by the close of the year because you want to maybe get married or do a project or do something with it. So, Meye Susu, and you decided that to Meye Susu. The maybe day you decided.
Maybe I want to say, I'm
all of a sudden, the devil starts fighting that Susu vow. Now the Susu collector will come with a copy of Tina. We got all malaria. When you vow, follow through to the end. When you vow, when you promise yourself, follow through to the end. Don't say I won't do it today, I'll do it tomorrow. You will never do it. Don't delay. You are vowed to God. You want to give something to God or to the building of God's project. You start staying right. Don't say that next month. Start right now. Some of you here, you pledge or you are pledged when a prophet is not came. You pledge that you are giving God half of your salary. True or not? Today is 20. Some of you have already started changing your vow. Already started changing. Okay. Half a mafele quarter. Some of you have started. Nobody asked you. You got up and the man of God prayed for you. You have vowed. God doesn't forget vow. I'll give God half. Now you are giving God one third. Today is 28. Now you are saying that they will pay you today, but you will pay next week because you want to clear some things. Pastor, you say, I need to clear some emergencies. Those emergencies came to make you fail your test. You must pass. Three tests. Test number one, faithfulness. The reason why the Bible said, vow and pay quickly, for he has no pleasure in fools. Because when you are wise, you will know these three things I'm talking about. People who don't pay their vows, Bible calls them fools. People who say, I will learn, they will not learn. People
people who promise God, Lord, I'll be holy from today. I will not let anybody touch me till I marry. And they don't do it. Bible calls them fools. Because it takes being wise to still pay your vow, even though unexpected things have happened. It takes being wise. Let me repeat, my brother. It takes being wise to pay your vows, even though unexpected things have happened. It takes being wise to pay your vow before, even though unexpected things have happened. It takes being wise to pay your vow, even though unexpected things have. Repeat what I just said. One, go. Write it. Write it for them. It takes what? Being wise. You will never pay if you are not wise. It is very funny to look at the things Bible calls wise or wisdom. For example, Bible says that he who wins a soul to God is wise. What kind of wisdom is that? You say that I want wisdom. If I bring somebody to church, I've won a soul, so I'm wise. Pastor, why am I wise?
Bible says,
the things you call wisdom, they are foolishness in God's eyes. The things God calls wisdom, they are higher than your mind, so your mind can't accept them as wisdom. They are high. His ways are higher than your ways. He says that the one. He says the one who pays his vow or fulfills his vow, it is he who is wise. The reason is because the things that are happening to you, they are happening so that you will not pay. So if you don't pay, you have failed your test. The thing is testing you. Whether you are faithful or not, you have failed. You are wise because you have decided to do the important thing first. Because God remembers, you have decided to please God first. So that God, Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God, Matthew 6:33, and all other things. So once you do God's own, he will do the others. So it is only a wise person who says, let me do God's own first. Before my wedding plans, let me do God's own first. Before my traveling plan, let me do God's own first. Before my building project, let me do God's own first. Before my traveling, let me do God's own first. Before my work, let me do God's own first. Before the car I want to buy, let me do God's own first. It is only a wise person who says that, let me honor God first before I do what has happened or what I need. Clap your two hands. You are wise. He says you are wise. See, I'm reading the Bible. Are you reading the Bible with me? Ask the one by you. Are you following? Ask the person. Are you following? Don't be distracted. I'm very, very serious here. He says that he that does that, God considers him a fool, but he that does what he promises to do, God calls him wise. The reason is because you are writing exams. You are writing exams. Your life is an exam. If you pass your test, God will promote you to your next level. You can't pay tithe of 500 Ghana. Tithe of 500 Ghana is how much? 10% is how much? 50 Ghana. Nah. You can't pay it. You are struggling. 50 Ghana is too big. Say, hey, me 15 Kwan, come on, come on. 50 Ghana is too big.
50 Ghana, bro.
You know, even say, hey, you know, even say, Nyankopo, is there anything come on,
come on?
That's what you say. You know, even say, Nyankopo, maybe 50 Ghana, come on, come on. And this same person has dropped travel prayer request. Travel prayer request no. Or born a mimpa is said, Namima ne Juma ye chia 100 million. Now a Juma ye chia 500 cities, who to be chia 50 Ghana tight. Na Namima sika aye 100 million, who be chia 1 million, how much will it? 10 million. Can you pay all 10 million cities? Like, can you count them?
Who's Basham? Ask the one by you, can you pay 10 million tithe? You can you count it and come and stand here? And when you lift it up, it's 10 million. Nobody knows. But you have counted a tithe of 10 million. You see the way you are saying, already, obviously, you're marching on Ampa. Hey, I am CCMO. Once, hey, I dear, won't you mean you know, Yami or Mao? You have not passed your test. Jesus says that who is faithful in little will have more. Who did you claw a kit to him? Yami, I'm sorry, Ketua. Yami, ma'am, I'm sorry, Ketua, 7 years ago. Or shall I say, Yamisha, I'm sorry, this one. Or shall I say, Yamisha, I'm sorry, this one. Say, Yamisha will be our son. And on the second church count. And on the third church. Or shall I say, I'm not standing third count. Or shall I say, I'm not standing fourth count. I just said I'm not standing fifth count and I was standing sixth account. When God looks at what I'm doing now, or the seventh account, not the eighth account, not the tenth account. If you cannot manage one child, God will not give you two. If you cannot manage two, God will not give you three. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? You wrote exams. Where the fifth? Fifth, I would do you watch your to fist up for fifth. Oh, fifth. Who did fifth? It watch your to fist up. Why ready to fight? They are ready to fight. I come and make the fifth. Who are the fifth? Fifth, you are the GD. Fifth. Now, the sand in power, or bomb price, they are the mammy first. Who shall not be here? Who shall not be here? Who did fifth crowd when I get? Now, we're the first who's schooling. You are walking, you are walking like Benz. Other one by what did you come with? Did you come with like Benz, or you came with Benz? A lot of you came with leg bends. A year by this time, may you come here with a real bends.
Amen.
Some of you, it will not happen in a year. It won't happen in a year. Some of you, it will not happen in a year. But the reality is that some of you, one day I will be preaching to you and you will park your car outside. It will happen. As for that one, I know it will happen to somebody here. Yeah, but some of you are very young. If I tell you that next year you have a car, you now make the car and then I'll to fool. Where's my time? You can't even maintain it. So God will not kill you before your time. So listen to me. You are coming, you are using leg bends. You that you are using leg bends, you are still stopping girls by the roadside. You leg bends, man. Every girl that passes this and says leg bends. And you have come to rescue, oh God of rescue. Oh God, give me my car. You have not passed the test of holiness. Unaina odi nanti mpo ena uchesi na ukraka. Udo bin chen. It's still utuminya girl. Efoniketi. Udo bin chen. Na ubompa is a soft ubompa. Mami na mbese mi high dine. Na mima u high dine. Na ufanda ni hotel. What say, Papa? The other one seated by you, God is always marking you. God is marking you. That is the secret of life. I said, that is what? The secret of life. You go to a school and you meet somebody who is 12 years and the person is in SS1. And you will meet somebody who is 25 years and the person is in class 6. Why? The reason is because promotion is not by age. Promotion is by score. Pass. You didn't get it. Let me tell the people here. Listen to me. Listen to me. I said, in a school, you will see somebody who is old. Those days when I used to go to school, we used to call them Papa Griwa. They have grown. They have overgrown. They have grilled. They have overgrilled. So now they are grillers. Did you have anybody like that in your class?
When they appear, all of us, we were 14 years boys, but then they were saved and we were in Sakura. Now, in the same school, you will have somebody who is 25 years and is in SS1. And you have someone who is 14 years and is in SS3.
Why?
The reason is because in life, promotion, advancement, it doesn't come by age. It's not because I've grown, so pass me, I've grown. No. It comes by score, pass. Ucha. Promotion. Ucha. Promotion. Who the offer did 10 years, who pass it was here, you continue, you go to the university. It is not by age. It's by passing. So in life, it is not those who are just praying. We are all praying. But the reason why I've gotten to where I've gotten to at 34 years, it's not because of all the pastors around me that I know who, we saw some of them here yesterday, the people I roll with, everybody saw that I'm here. I'm the youngest. The bishops who come here, they are not my age. Even though I call my friends, I'm the youngest. Don't you see, my friends who come around, they are 40, 41, 42, 45. It is not by age. If you pass your test early, you'll be promoted early. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you keep failing, you may be chopping birthday, but you still sit where you are. If you keep failing, you celebrate. Some of you, you can be in a class, you celebrate your birthday 3 times in that same class. That same class. What class is making birthday 3? Hello. Are they? Are they? Demotion, or you cannot be promoted. Once you pass, they'll say promotion. There are people who go to a new school when they write the exam for class 4 and they look at how they score. They say, no, you can't go to class 4, you have to go to class 5. They even skip them. That's how life is. Now, listen to me. Everybody, listen to me. If you keep failing the test of fornication, forget it. Forget it. Forget it. If you keep failing the test of money, if you keep failing, you don't know how to give. God gives you small. You will not give. You pocket all that. You spend all. You will not give the small. Forget about God prospering you. You are failing the test. How I wish you understand what I'm saying. This is what has brought a difference between some of us and others. Pass your test. I beg you, pass it early. So that you will drive early. So that you will break through early. So that your church will grow early. So that you become great early. So that you become a boss in your company early. Pass your test early. Now we still our time. You are wasting your own time. Major. You are wasting your own time. You think you are doing me? You are not doing me. You keep vowing. You go and enter into your house. You still go and do the thing you want to stop. You are failing your time. The day you will pass, God will promote you. You'll be shocked that your husband will arrive without prayer point. Because you have passed. The door will open for you to enter into greater without tears. Because you have passed the test. When you were small, you handled it well. Or passed the test. Am I speaking to somebody? The test of what? Faithfulness. You think God didn't see that your job was going to collapse? You think God didn't see?
after you pledge, no, then your job collapsed. You think God didn't see it coming? You think God didn't see that you have fixed your wedding date, rather you broke up, the relationship broke. You thought God didn't see it coming?
It's a test.
If you pass it, you'll be promoted. The girls who are calling you is a test. The money that is coming to your hand and you are stealing from your boss is a test. It's a test. The small contract you got, you see the way you don't come to church, it's a test. It means that when God blesses you, you will never go to church. You've asked 500 cedis, you have not paid. It's a test. Some of you been bought 100 Ghana and you are complaining. Meanwhile, you are eating. You are managing to buy a dress. It's a test.
They don't be giving excuses. It's a test.
All those things came to what distract you. You have allowed the devil to win. You have allowed the devil to win. Because when Judges 11, when Jephthah didn't allow the devil to distract him with the daughter, the next chapter, the Bible says that, I think verse 7 also, check it. The next chapter. Jephthah became the next judge of the whole Israel from Akata. Can you imagine somebody who is sleeping and smoking the Akata? Tomorrow you hear that he has become the Greater Accra Regional Minister.
Now
that's Jephthah. But he had to sacrifice his only son, a child. He kept his vow. Oh Lord, help Prince to keep my vow to the end. Help me to keep my vow. With this church I'm doing, not to be disturbed. Help me to keep my vow so that the church can become what God showed me. Otherwise, I'll just be dreaming. That's how life is. You'll just be dreaming, counting money. Every day you have a dream, you are in aeroplane. Flight Emirates. Then you are flying. Some of you are even flying on a stick. That one come for consultation. So I'm not talking about those of you who you have been seeing yourself flying on a stick. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about those of you who go with Virgin Atlantic. Flight Emirates. KLM. And okay, Ego. See? Talking about some of you, you will dream it. You will dream it. Then you wake up and you are at Odoko. Then you are angry. Don't be angry. The headmaster doesn't hate you. You just failed the exams. Typical of students, when they fail, they said, "Ofelini." When they pass, they said, "Me passing." They don't say that, "Oh, passing." Clap your two hands together. Say, I'll be faithful. Say, I'll be faithful. It's a test of faithfulness. Your test of faithfulness. He who is faithful in little things, God will give you more. Faithful in your vow. Be faithful in your vow. Ananias and Sapphira, they promised. They were not faithful, so they died. Vows are powerful. But you must pay.
There is power in the name.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died
that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.